Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, this means people are getting up in the wee hours of the morning and getting in their cars.
That's right. They're getting in their cars. They're getting in their trucks. We're seeing an economic boom and a building boom, the likes of which I cannot recall ever having seen in the Bay Area. We used to have an economic boom every occasionally, and that would put more cars on the roads, but now we're having people getting to construction sites earlier. And that translates to any bridge you're on. And there's a second thing at play here as well, Stan. We're seeing a shift in the overall people's life. You work longer now. Like it or not, you're in your car longer now to get to that job that's probably demanding more from you. We are workaholics across the Bay Area. As a matter of fact, that's part of our world of reputation. We're working even when we're in the cars in that morning at 5 o'clock.
Well, and these numbers just jumped out at us. In the 3 to 4 a.m. hour on the Bay Bridge, 50% more people crossing now than were crossing in 2015. 11% more than last year. 24% more than the year before. This has been so sudden and so jarring to so many people. And obviously the game that folks are playing is, well, look, if it's going to be bad now, I'll leave a half hour earlier.
You're right, exactly. You're trying to jump the clock. You are trying to get ahead. Unfortunately, the carpool lanes and some of those things don't open until 5, so you could be stuck. Chances are you're going to be moving, though. This is a high volume, and you are moving. But it's not just the Bay Bridge. It's across the Bay. Two things are happening. One is, like I said, there's more of us on the road earlier. The second one is we are traveling differently. It was a time when people crossed the Bay Bridge from the East Bay to San Francisco. Now they're passing through San Francisco. If you notice, the traffic continues on. The Google buses now go from Berkeley and Emeryville all the way down to Mountainville and South San Francisco to the biotech. You're seeing a shift in where people are working. The Richmond-San Rafael Bridge used to be virtually empty. Now it's one of the top commuter bridges in the Bay Area because people are moving, are working in Marin, but they're living in the East Bay. The South Bay, the Dumbarton, the other, name it. The next big boom is going to be on the bridges going north and east out into the Sacramento and the Solano and that area because that's where the growth is happening next.
Begging the question, are the people who make the decisions here trailing this game? Did it catch them by surprise?
It did. Like a lot of things in transportation, you plan ahead. You plan ahead like putting together a railroad car. You got the engine at the front, then you start adding the cars on in order. Okay? So plans for transit are usually 10 years out of date. Because you planned for it 10 years ago, you did the study 10 years ago, it's now starting to come into fruition, and it's already sometimes obsolete. That's why you're going to see a lot of the, quote, bridges and underpasses and overpasses spend hundreds of millions of dollars redoing those while the traffic is backed up under them.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.